This is tape two. When the tape one ended, we were talking about Ms. Jamison's career at Michigan State. I'll re-ask that same question. When you first came, did you anticipate that you would be here as a lifelong career at Michigan State?
No, but I didn't anticipate that I wouldn't be either. Uh-huh. I felt secure, mm-hmm. and I thought I had a job as long as I wanted it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things people talk about when they think about Michigan State in the 20th century is, of course, John Hanna and how much he represented the university. Could you tell us a little bit about your impressions of Dr. Hanna in a maybe a concluding type of way?
Oh.
If you can.
Well, I was extremely loyal,
mm-hmm.
and he was a very intelligent man,
mm-hmm.
and he could handle all sorts of things one after another without getting them confused,
mm-hmm.
and he was always ahead of his time. Knew he had a great ability to see what might be coming in the future,
mm-hmm.
because we were ready for the soldiers when they came back from war. And I remember asking one day, something happened, and I said, how in the world did you know that that was going to happen? He says, well, I wasn't born yesterday. And then he had a great ability to hire competent people to work with him.
What do you think was the source of his devotion to the university? Any ideas?
You
worked with him so closely.
Well, I just always thought that he just loved the university, and anything he could do for its success, he would do.
Mm-hmm.
And
in looking back at your entire career, do you remember anything that maybe stands out as something maybe the most important that you can remember about your work experience at Michigan State College first? And then
Michigan State
College. Oh, you were here at Michigan Agricultural College?
No,
just MSC.
Just MSU.
MSC. And then MSU.
MSC and then uh-huh. MSU. Yeah. Well, I think when we were admitted to the Big Ten was really a big thrill for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And he went about that in his organized way. And if something didn't work out, he always had another way that he could approach it.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally got into the Big Ten. Biggie Bunn was coach. And had their meeting in Chicago, and got in a vote of 5-4.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but we've always known that Purdue University was the deciding vote.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Hanna and the president of Purdue were great friends,
mm-hmm.
which may have helped. But that was really thrilling,
mm-hmm.
because there's so many advantages besides athletics, mm-hmm. in belonging to the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their president's group that would meet regularly and work on academic programs and things like that, and not necessarily athletics.
Mm-hmm. How did John Hanna work in that among his peers?
Oh, he worked very well. He was always one of the leaders,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and he was president of that. He was president of the Association of American Universities. He was president of the Association of Land Grant Colleges and State Universities,
mm-hmm.
and So wherever he worked, he was always outstanding, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you on behalf of the project.
Okay.
And I appreciate your insights and the time that we spent.
Well, you are certainly welcome.
Thank you.
I wish my memory were better.
Very good.